Six Bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
That's right, and earlier in the broadcast, it will be coming up in retransmission. We had New York Times journalist, foreign editor, Middle East editor, Pulitzer Prize winner Chris Hedges on, saying the ultimate tyranny is upon us. We have Dr. Richard Stallman, the creator of pretty much the free software movement, GNU.org. We're doing a little bit of overdrive with him right now. Sir, you were trying to finish up how we deal with the digital handcuffs, how bad iTunes is, how bad it is that Kindle last year, as erased thousands of books that people paid for, including 1984, and then now they've been caught in price fixing and things to try to bankrupt the print media. That's why I've come out with a print once a month newspaper with our web stories and some exclusive stuff. By the way, folks, we have a few extra copies of that. They're almost sold out because we'd sold out, but then we had about 3,500 extra that hadn't been put on the streets. We discovered in the warehouse. That warehouse isn't here, so that's available at InfoWarsShop.com, but they're almost all gone if you want that first September issue. But going back to Mr. Stallman, finishing up your point, Doctor, about how to mitigate this tyranny and how to have a revolution against it, because what you and others are doing, from my layman perspective, is one of the real revolutions against this technocracy. So we salute you.
Doing my best. You were talking about the Amazon swindle, as I prefer to call it. It was in 2009 that they deleted thousands of copies of 1984. And then they promised they would never do that again unless ordered to by the state. So, but in general, the swindle takes away readers' traditional freedoms. For instance, there's a freedom to buy a book anonymously, which you can still do in a bookstore if you pay cash. And that's the only way I buy books. I don't use a credit card. And then there's the freedom to give a book to someone else after you read it, or to lend it to people after you read it, or to sell it to someone else. They take those away with digital handcuffs. And then there's a freedom to keep the book as long as you wish, which they took away with that back door. Well, for any one of these reasons, it's unacceptable. And the competitors to the swindle are not quite as bad, but they're still mostly as bad. So they're no good either. So there are, in order for an ebook to be legitimate and ethical, it has to be possible to buy it anonymously. It must not make you sign any contract so that you get the same rights you would get with a printed book. And it must not come in a secret format designed to make you use.
You have to be able to share it. So you just get a digital form that you can share because you bought it as your physical property.
Yeah. So the point is, if you look at stallman.org/ebooks.pdf, you'll see my campaign to make ebooks ethically acceptable. But you've raised a broader issue, basically that of the technological police state, and what do we do about that? Well, I don't know what to do about that, except try in the areas where I see some opportunity and say no. I have a lot of practice in saying no to things other people will do. 20 years ago, I didn't use my credit card very often, but whenever it seemed convenient, I would do it. Nowadays, I just don't, except for buying airline tickets because they know my name anyway. The point is, I'm saying no. I never started to have a portable phone because the tracking bothered me.
But they want to take the airport model and expand it to face deals. Oh, Facebook. We only have 30 seconds. Face deals, where they want to face scan you to buy and sell, and then they give you little discounts.
Well, I won't do it. I don't use the supermarket loyalty cards now, except once in a while I'll get someone else's number. And I don't mind doing
well,
that.
Well, amazing interview, Dr. Stallman. Thank you so much for the time. Stallman.org. Hopefully we can get you back on in another 6 months, sir.
Whenever you like.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Stallman. I'll say bye to you during the break. What a gentleman. Stallman.org, GNU.org. I'm Alex Jones of PrisonPlanet.tv. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday, fifth day of September, 2012 edition. We do have Chris Hedges, Pulitzer Prize winning journalist, who has been somewhat successfully suing the occupational banker government over the NDAA, where they say they will secretly and now are disappearing American citizens off the street. They've now shifted from Al-Qaeda being the reason they're abolishing the Bill of Rights and Constitution over to domestic groups that do not support the New World Order, and openly saying if you don't accept foreign banks, quote, occupying the U.S. and, quote, making us slaves of international banks, then you're a terrorist. So they've pretty much gone from denying all this exists to saying if you don't accept it, you're the terrorist, which is what you'd expect by a foreign corporate takeover of your government. And now here we are. They're trying to shut the move towards shutting down freedom on the web and a lot more. Okay. Also, Dr. Richard Stallman dealing with all the different backdoor systems built into your cell phones, built into your smart meters, built into your washers and dryers, everything tracking you, the FBI caught as usual. One agent with the passcodes to 12 million people's computers. I mean, that's how they operate. Google, I told you a decade ago when they first launched those Google cars, or about 9 years ago, to be technical, was driving around for the NSA, hacking your computer and stealing your data. Because it's not really hacking, because they have the access master codes already hard built into all the major computers. They mandate if a Chinese, South Korean, Singaporean, Indian chips are to be sold in the West, in agreements, they have to have back doors built into them so that governments and corporations can instantly access your computer and track you, watch you, listen to you in live time. This is in all the patents. Google, 7 years ago, put out press releases to its shareholders admitting they're watching you in your home. They're listening to every word you say. They are the NSA. Oh, it's so fun. You're such an idiot. But then when you complain about it, they say, oh, conspiracy theory, even though it's in a press release. So that's how they operate. And then when people finally start going, hey, there's backdoor tech built into all the chips, they go, yes, the communist Chinese, they did it. They've got backdoors in all of our defense tech. And they're hacking in and missile systems are failing and the Phalanx gun system is failing on board the destroyers. It's those dirty commies that the bankers set up in power in 49, putting Mao Zedong in. The Rockefellers bragged in the New York Times, 1977. I have copies of it in the Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Went to the UT Law Library, pulled up the New York Times, right there praising how they put the commies in. and pay to ship all our jobs and have tax incentives to move or pay to move entire factories over there with your tax money. But then say, give your rights up, the commie Chinese are going to get you. Gotta love that. Or if you're against endless wars and the New World Order, oh, you must be pro-China. See, that's the little mind games they play. You see, the globalists are neo-colonialists, but they're not just colonizing the Third World. They're now deindustrializing in a takeover mood, move the First World. That's their real program. And then they have a bunch of low-level acolyte, quote, communist socialist liberals who are anti-Western, who believe they're destroying the West to build up the Third World. But really, in actuality, it's destroying the Third World and the wealthy West, which has come out in the Copenhagen climate change treaties, global tax treaties, where they admit it's for world government. I mean, it's just all there. It is a neo-feudalistic anti-industrialization program being carried out against the population of the world. But the neocons will tell you in movies like 2016, Obama's America, that, oh, he's just anti-American. And so that's why he's paying to shut down our jobs and paying to shut down our power plants and doing all of this. Well, Mitt Romney supports shutting down the power plants. Mitt Romney has the exact same policies in actuality because he's run by the same interest. Why is Obama put in power by Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase? Why didn't the Republicans tell you about that? No, they want you to think he's a communist who wants to destroy America. No. He's a globalist minion leading a crew of communists who are too stupid to understand the real program. You know, they do this in most theorem in the last 120 years or so. They shifted from wide spectrum research to a dogmatic teaching system in universities. Of competing theories that, well, nature is what makes you the man you are or the woman you are. No, it's nurture. Well, no, it's both nature and nurture. Or they come out with theorems on, does environment cause illness? The amount of food you're getting, malnutrition. That was the dominant theory till about 1900, that's what allows germs to make you sick. And then they said, no, it's the germ itself and it's your genetics. Well, it's both. It's both theorems. But one theory fell out, one thesis fell out, the other then became the orthodoxy. When you actually study all of these different thought processes the globalists put out, there's truth in all of them. And the globalists have higher level specialized schools where they unify the fields and say, here's how you really think. They have special economic schools above the Chicago Business School, above the Chicago School of Economics. And I've had former MI6 officers on about this. I've had top bankers on. I've had top regulators on top economists to break this down, how you're then sent to special schools when they're ready to make you a vice president. And they're like, now here's how it really works. Sit down, Mr. Beal. But can we cue up the network Howard Beal speech? Not the one where he's mad as Hades. I'm not going to take it anymore. The one where Howard Beal goes to visit the head of the company. And he says, sit down, Mr. Beal. There are no more nations. There are no more countries. There are no more cultures. There is only corporations. And each of you has a piece of stock. Well, no, what he's really saying is each of you is a piece of stock, a human resource, and humanity is seen as cheap. Humanity is seen as trash to be carried away. The New World Order is teaching us that we're scum, teaching us we're ugly, teaching us we're bad, teaching us we're not fulfilled, preparing us with a racial memory to accept what they will call the end of the world. They have all the fake religions teaching it. They have the New Agers teaching it. But the end of the world's coming. And so lay down and die. It is a kill switch built into our psyche to give up. And they're teaching you that you are to be aborted. They don't just want to abort 50 million babies in America, 52 million, the last 39 years. They want to get you ready to abort the natural development of humanity to satisfy the crazed ego of 180 IQ globalists who still are missing the deeper empathy and understanding and who are so power mad they know they're getting blowback from what they're doing, opening the Pandora's box, opening the Ark of the Covenant, and all that's shooting out of it at them, but they cannot help it. They are like moths to flame. And yes, they're on fire with incredible intellects, but they're missing spiritual intelligence, spiritual discernment. They are not spiritually smart. And because of that, they may actually create the end of the world scenario that they use to make everybody stand down. So we do face the end of the world if we don't wake up and take action. And again, even if you believe it's the end of the world next week, the end of the world as we know it, the idea of turning loose of your destiny and just saying it's all over because somebody told you it was the end of the world is giving up on your destiny to live to the fullest. And see, that's why they don't want you to think you have a spirit or a soul. Because if you don't, well, then you won't care if it's the end of the world. You'll just selfishly go out and cheat other people and abuse yourself and never develop to a higher level. But if you understand that there are things that transcend these earth suits, if you understand that innately from your own experience and the flow of time, there is no past, there is no present, there is no future. There is the flow of time. What happened a trillion years ago happened and is happening and is flowing forward now. Do you understand that? I didn't read that in a book. I inherently know that, and the controllers know that. And so they can teach you that nothing matters. Well, you'll just turn loose of the reins. You'll turn loose of the wheel. You'll turn loose of the rudder. You'll turn loose of the direction and just give it to these people that crave it so much. And they'll be able to program you like a machine. But the minute you realize that there's more than just this body, the minute you realize the mystery and the magic and the power all around you, the minute you tune into just how incredible you are, the minute you discover that, the minute you find that secret, the minute you unlock that door, the minute you open that door, the universe lies before you, a veritable stairway to heaven. And they don't want you to ever have that. They don't want you to ever have access to that. They want you to calmly march off into the night. They want you to not exist. They want you to not be conscious. So they don't have to contend with you. They want to beat you over the head with a hammer. They want to lobotomize you. But they will fail. Now we come back. It is incredible economic news that I will cover. Incredible TSA news, incredible NSA news, incredible war news, incredible AP, Washington Post, Detroit Free Press, CNN, all attacking Alex Jones at InfoWars.com. Just Obama imploding. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers.
We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Does whitening your teeth just make you want to scream? Tooth sensitivity is the number one complaint from whitening your teeth because bleach dehydrates your teeth, leaving nerve endings exposed and painful. Introducing Power Swabs, a tooth whitening system that works to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes without sensitivity. Power Swabs was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger and is clinically proven to hydrate and whiten your teeth in less than 5 minutes. Power Swabs is so effective at reducing sensitivity while whitening that dentists all over the world use it in their offices with professional whitening. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. It's that easy. Try Power Swabs in your home by calling 1-800-537-5344. That's 1-800-537-5344. Try it risk-free. Call 1-800-537-5344. That's 1-800-537-5344.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. I'll tell you, I'm pretty wound up today, as you can tell. I'm wound up about freedom. I'm wound up about trying to motivate and awaken my beloved humanity. All of us are brothers and sisters in the fight for freedom, in the fight for consciousness, in the fight for truth, in the fight for not being slaves, in the fight to destroy and smash into the ground in the information war, the control freaks that would suppress humanity, those who are afraid of unleashing the true power and true potential. Enemies of progress, enemies of our destiny, enemies, 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 eternal enemies. I have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance over every form of tyranny. All right, let's just stop right there. This is a short segment. I'm going to come back in the next segment and try to focus myself here and get into this. We have an excellent example of mind control manipulation, a massive PR campaign. We covered one yesterday, launched over the weekend, saying that organic food was a ripoff. You know, you need pesticide, hormone-laden, GMO-laden McDonald's. And we countered that. We've got a huge report dealing with the 1.4 billion bullets. How do you derail an awakening to the fact the government isn't our government and is in a huge arms race building up against us? How do you do that? Same way you try to derail an awakening to drones. We're going to break that down after the break here and get into just so much more. Apple, you know, the FBI with your passcode without warrants, watching everything you do. I mean, I'm going to give you the full breakdown. But since I mentioned the 1974-75 film Network, where Howard Beale, the newscaster, who's woken up to reality, you know, and that we're being fed a bunch of lies, he wakes up, he gets called in by the real salesman, who, you know, is the head of this major corporations because he knows how to sell. Came up from selling sewing machines or whatever he tells him. And in this, the New World Order is throwing in your face the corporate line I've been given by big presidents and CEOs of media companies years ago when they tried to turn me to the dark side about globalism and how it was really to help people and it was already in place and it was futile to resist. What they don't tell you here, where they're throwing it in your face, because I've been given speeches similar to this off the record, is that they want to get you into the global economy, not to empower people, but so they can start cutting off the resources and you have nowhere to run. They don't tell you the eugenics end of this. They don't tell you it leads to a high-tech ditch where they shoot you in the head, but they shoot you in the head with bullets of GMO and aspartame and fluoride and MSG. So here is the clip, but I'm going to give you the rest of the story. Here it is.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and I won't have it. Is that clear? You think you merely stopped a business deal? That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back. It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity. It is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, Reichmarks, rims, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone. Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale? You get up on your little 21-inch screen and howl about America and democracy. There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide.
All right. And it goes on to say, and each of you gets a piece of stock. No, you're seen as a stock, a human resource that's traded, and they're using their control over the fiat currency to unfairly consolidate control and play God. That's the rest of the story.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. I appreciate you joining us today on this Wednesday transmission. Coming up, Chris Hedges, Pulitzer Prize winner, to give us the latest on the police state and his fight against the NDAA and American citizens now disappearing off the streets for the crime of terrorism. And what's terrorism? Peacefully protesting. And the LAPD is now arresting people in their front lawns taking photos, saying it's terrorism. They've got the deputy police chief quoted in the news saying, well, they're terrorists. We know of 5 cells operating in L.A. Really? You do, huh? You mean the 10,000 missiles our government gave al-Qaeda in Libya and now Syria? By the way, they're on the news blowing up hospitals and blowing up and attacking airports and threatening civilian terrorism and being praised by NATO. NATO is advising al-Qaeda to blow up hospitals. And it's in the London Telegraph. Gee, al-Qaeda, good job blowing up that hospital. That's the biggest war crime you can do. Oh, you're blowing up ambulances now. Oh, man, you're... Man, al-Qaeda, they're really good guys, I tell you. That Alex Jones, he's a traitor. He doesn't like al-Qaeda. I got a big stack of news on that. I mean, it's all reached Twilight Zone proportions. The TSA has come out and responded and said, you bet when we see you buy a Starbucks coffee or a Coca-Cola at McDonald's inside the airport, past the checkpoints, we're going to come up and check and see if it's a bomb. And they said, we like to be, quote, unpredictable. That's the little cheeky response. It's all just that arrogance. Hey, we know it's stupid. It's about you doing stupid stuff when we give the orders, you little puny ant. You got that, scum? Good. I'm glad you do. Because next we're on the highway, and then your house. And the police under federal grants are going to take your blood. And we're going to take your blood to get a driver's license. You know how we do it? It's a Bill Clinton executive order. So it supersedes the Constitution. And now we're implementing it, Jack. And we're also implementing inoculating your kids with deadly vaccines without your consent. Doesn't matter if it's illegal. The governor signed an executive order. Pound sand, scum! Because we're keeping you safe from Al-Qaeda. Yeah. We're going to jam this needle in your kid, and about a few will have seizures and be brain damaged. Others will die. Others will get cancer a decade later. Because we love you. We love you. Makes me sick how out in the open it is. See, I'm not in a trance. I'm not helpless. I'm not Stockholm Syndrome victim number 300 million. I'm awake. I see what's going on. And let me tell you, they're killing millions of us. Hundreds of thousands with this, hundreds of thousands with that. You know, the chem weapons, the cancer, the heart disease, the brain damage, the neurological disorders. They're killing us on the left. They're killing us on the right. And I'm sitting here watching their murder machine just roll on, just chewing people up, sucking them in and blasting them as bloody hunks out the back. I'm supposed to just go along with it. Oh, the government's got a race for the cure, not a race to find the cause, why it's exploding. No, let's have the very people running the whole thing. Let's go raise money to give it to them to develop a cure for the elite, which we'll never get. While they kill us, they give us cancer like rats and then study how to cure even the worst cases on us. That's why they call MD Rockefeller medicine the practice. They practice on you. Just like psychologists 100 years ago in front of their students, you can pull up the photos online. You can pull up psychiatrist lobotomizing someone photos. And it'll show all sorts of black and white. There's even old film footage in the 20s where, you know, you've got somebody sitting there strapped down and all the psychiatrists are laughing with the psychiatry students. And they just take an ice pick and go, rah! You see the weird psycho look in the photos. And there's just film of them doing it up in the 20s and 30s, just groogling an ice pick in the front of the brain. Just crazed getting off on it. It's like a murderer in a back alley wants to jam a ice pick in somebody's head. But they do it right in front of everybody because they're wearing a white lab coat of the high priest. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we just take it because they wear a blue uniform. They wear a white lab coat. Why, the Queen of England, she wears a big crown with jewels in it. I mean, she's got an ancient headdress on. How about we all run to some deserted island and try to find some pygmy king and bow down to somebody in New Guinea who's, you know, eating his neighbors because he's got big plumes of the paradise bird in his head and nobody else is allowed to wear those. So we just fall down and say, kill me, eat me. Chop my heart out because you're government. You're God. Oh, thank you for everything you do. Thank you for all the scum. Thank you for all the trash. Thank you for organizing armies of nothing control freaks with stunted brains to rule over greater men and women. Thank you for all the ugliness you wrought. Thank you for all the disease. Thank you for all the stupidity. Thank you for all that flows out of your hell pit. Our humanity is just kicking at the gates like a battering ram to ram down the enemy's fortress and to see you rise. Rise! Rise! Awaken! Come alive! Ah! Refine your humanity! And they call this being a maniac. I call this being alive. Alive! Alive! Yes! More! I want to be alive! And that concludes the rant portion of this transmission. I need to go ahead and get into the news. But I'm here ranting because this is how I feel. I've tried intellectual debates. I've shown you the facts, everything. And all I know is all I can do is show you your own humanity that's in me. Show you the fires of liberty. Show you what built the Panama Canal. What built the plane at Kitty Hawk. What built the Saturn rockets. What created the music of Beethoven who would run around crazed in a studio. Just like I am right now. This is what creates civilization. This is what humanity is. This is who we are. All right. Refind your humanity. Refind your resistance. You are under attack. Ahead of Chris Hedges joining us, so Dr. Richard Stallman, I need to settle down and cover the news here. I just hate seeing my people slaughtered. I hate seeing you hurt. I hate seeing you dumbed down. I hate the crime of shuttering your intellect. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I want you to succeed. I want you to have everything. I want you to be successful. I want to be successful. And I am one with humanity. You are one with humanity. And I want all of us to live and our progeny to have a future. I want to see spacecraft launch with colonies to go to those nearest stars where we're already discovering clearly habitable worlds. But if the globalists have their way, they've decided our development, what they call our evolutionary track. They say that humanity's bad, that we're going to merge with machines. They've already made that decision. That should be a choice. Colonies that wish to merge with machines should go their way. Those of us that wish to develop and to take time need to be able to make our decisions, not have a bunch of crazy globalists with inbred syphilitic design. That's where all this was formed. This master plan 160 years ago was in that embryonic fetid nursery. And I say it's all a lie, and I talk directly to the controllers. You know I know your mind. You know I know your deepest secrets. You know you have lost your humanity. You are cancer. Instead of telling us how we should kill ourselves all day and how we should stand down and how we shouldn't breathe and how we should die, I say you either grow up or you die. You kill yourselves. You kill yourselves first. Show us. Oh, but no, you've got the special humanity. You want us to die so you can go forward. I will tell you, you will not ever partake of what God has in store. You will never cross the River Jordan, New World Order. You will never go to the next level of humanity. You are damned to hell, and you know it. You will never be part of it. You will fail. You failed from the beginning. Excuse me. Your attack on our species will be grievously visited upon you by yourselves, by your own creation, your own work. God will use the pits you've dug for us to destroy you. All we need do is testify to the truth, and the fires you've built for us will consume you. And I take no pleasure in that, watching you damned from creation, watching you formed in your mother's womb, deployed into the world like a torpedo of death to attack everything good. All right. This is why I'm really feeling, ladies and gentlemen, when I'm up here covering the news. This is what I'm really thinking about. Everything they're doing is just window dressing on a predetermined, pre-planned, managed wormhole that leads us to a very bad place. A dark vision of these crazy people that I do not wish to allow them to manifest. And there's a fight between those of us that want goodness and those that want badness. And you've got to choose what you want. And you've got to decide what you serve. But you must decide now. The decision is what is important. And then everything else flows through it. The floodgates will open. Everything flows from the spiritual decision that you're not going to find in these establishment churches that are government run. And in these dark times and in the age we've now entered, you must understand the truth. All right, let me attempt to get to the news. Now, I have all these guests coming up. It's like 65 degrees in here, but I'm so hyped up, I'm sweating. All right. Let me just hit this, not because we're all over the news. Usually when we're in the news, which is every day, I don't even cover it. But when it's informative, I do. So, when it was announced 30,000 drones, FAA funded $46 billion, or $45.6 to be technical, memory serves, this year funded, to put the 30,000 drones in the sky and to authorize it, and arming them and the police announcing it. Kurt Nemo wrote an article with a bunch of links to them spying on farmers with manned aircraft and drones in North Dakota, and arrests being made with predator drones and all the rest of it. And the Associated Press, Washington Post, over 500 newspapers that I saw, that I went and looked. Over 500 newspapers came up with a hoax a few months ago saying there are no drones. InfoWars is lying. DrudgeReport.com is lying. It was manned aircraft spying on people. And they just cherry-picked one link in our story and just went off on that to deceive their readers. Now, I was at a Barnes & Noble like 14 years ago and saw a psychology magazine. I opened it up, and it was bragging about, in the 50s, British psychological warfare manuals. I told the story 10 times. I'll tell it again. And I'd already organically seen this, but there they were admitting it, that if British mercenaries for the crown killed 10,000 people in an African country for gold or diamonds, they would, before the media got it, they would report that 15 had been killed. And put out a fake story that the troops were killed defending themselves. So that later when it comes out that they killed 10,000 plus, it's in cold blood to get the area, the whole villages, that people would differentiate and become confused and make the thought process about what's true, and kind of like a hacking program, like a slow loris attack, where they just keep having the same request. Is it real? Is it real? They just enter questioning into it. That's why even though most troops know in World War One, when loudspeakers are saying, put up your hands, you know, you can go free, and they put their hands up and get shot, most troops figured it out, but still some would panic and put their hands up and be machine gunned. And others would suddenly panic more and be machine gunned. Oh, I'm not being attacked. Oh, shoot me. See, it's all psych warfare. So there they were bragging about it. And that's what this is. They only have like 15 or less attacks they run at AP, Reuters, CNN. And they think they're real smart because they work at the Ministry of Truth like Winston Smith. And they get to sit there and lie to people, and they're on the winning team. Oh, they're really cool. Oh, it's really cool what they do. So Watson, a month ago or so, starts reporting off of public purchase orders, 250 million rounds of ammo, 450 million, 750 million, 1.4 billion total, and then hundreds of millions, you know, of future purchases they're now announcing. Now they've, quote, classified it, even though it shouldn't be under federal law. You know, they black it out. They don't even have an authorization to do it. They just do whatever they want now. It's like spying on you without warrants. And so what do? Well, about a week ago they started this, but the story keeps growing. They come out in... Let me just go ahead and go over all this for you. They come out in the Detroit Free Press. Literally, just dozens and dozens and dozens of publications. The APs and hundreds of newspapers a day with this. Social Security, forget conspiracy theories. We bought bullets for fraud agents. Here's AP. Why does Social Security need 174,000 bullets? Social Security combats bullet rumors. CNN. On and on and on. Now, what they did is they took out of, I don't know, it's got to be more than 10 articles Paul Watson wrote about it. DrudgeReport.com linked to them, others did. It became big stories. This was something waking people up because our articles had armored vehicles being purchased by the hundreds, armored pillboxes by the hundreds, military drills, checkpoints, 1.4 billion bullets, admissions of preparing for collapse and civil unrest. And we're like, wow, they're really gearing up. So what do? You go in and find a link. They're like, well, why is Social Security Administration doing this? Well, why is NOAA doing this, the Weather Service? They find it and go, oh, and then they go and say, oh, it was a typo, a sub-agency. Well, still, it's about the $1.4 billion. Or, well, we need this for fraud investigations. The hollow point is for target practice, which is clearly a lie. You use ball ammo 99% of the time. The point is you change the subject to like, oh, look at those conspiracy theorists. That means people concerned about 1.4 plus billion bullets being bought. And they said the conspiracy theorists said it was for civil unrest, but they're delusional, the articles go on and say. You know, these bad men who get upset about this. You know, the government wouldn't want to hurt you. No, they're just wearing black uniforms and got cameras and beating people everywhere. And we have the biggest prison population in the world, and they're secretly arresting people now at airports on the streets of Charlotte for peacefully protesting. people like James Tyson and the police, when they got to the jail, they said, well, why are you putting him in here? And they go, well, he was protesting, that's terrorism. And they asked the judge, they said, well, that's the terrorism. He's on the list, that's why he's in jail. No reason to be in jail. You're now on the list. No guns, no rights, no liberty, as Rahm Emanuel said. We've now reached this point, but we're not, you know, our article's about all that. And they make it about, oh, 174,000 bullets. It was for the police. I mean, come on. Now they can't have bullets, and they have law enforcement deans of colleges going, these conspiracy theorists are just out of control. We need 174,000 bullets for Social Security Administration. That's completely reasonable. That's only 600 bullets per officer per year. Our article's about 1.4 billion bullets. But see, they change it with all these little old ladies getting the newspaper out and going, there's that dirty Alex Jones and Matt Drudge again. Look at them worried about 1.4 billion bullets. I mean, but they don't tell you the 1.4 billion bullets. They make it about 174,000. Just like British Intel made it about 10 dead, not 10,000 dead. See? Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's real, but it's not. That said, I could control myself and not do it. So it's real, that's how I feel, but I allow myself to do it. I let myself get a little bit out of control because it's therapy. I mean, I'm desperate. I'm upset. I know they're poisoning us, and I have all their own documents admitting it. I'm looking at eco-science written by this White House science czar right over there where he brags about it. I'm upset. And I don't like seeing people trapped in delusion and loving the delusion with preconditioned, you know, hypnotic programming. I know I'm right. And when you have this kill grid being set up and you have all the torture and the wars and Homeland Security saying no Bill of Rights and Constitution and we the people are the target, if ranting and raving gets people out of their trance, which it does. See, at first it's entertainment for people. I always did this naturally. I didn't do it on purpose. I sometimes just got out of control, and it really helped make the show successful. So now, in the last few years, when I really feel like ranting, I don't do it as much as I used to. I used to do it out of frustration. Now I've gotten a little more disciplined and focused, so I don't do it as much. But then when I do it, it's even more out of control because that's how I feel. And so a lot of people like it. Some people don't. I'm sorry. It's real. And, you know, you can't argue with success, but there are, again, the Associated Press is in hundreds of TV stations on their websites posted and hundreds of newspapers. I can't even count them all right now. Basically coming out implying that the bullet story is an exaggeration by us. What they did is divert from the $1.4 billion, find one piece of minutia, and claim our report was that. And that's basically lying by omission. But AP was better than Detroit Free Press. AP at least linked to our report so you could see what we really said, which I have to commend, actually. That's better than what they usually do. Detroit Free Press just called us conspiracy theorists. Yeah, if knowing how things really work is bad and being concerned about 10-plus times the record purchase of ammo they've ever bought in a year and all the rest of it, and police arresting people everywhere. You film cops at a stop, they arrest you for terrorism, and you go to jail. It's now in 16 states are doing it. 16. It was 12 states just about a year ago. 16 states are now doing it. California and Texas are now doing it. And I'm going to film cops whenever I want. You arrest me and have some kangaroo court put me in prison. That's just the way it is. Hey, that's all on you. Okay? And I'm not even against you individually, but just like a German soldier, you work for bad people. Doesn't matter if you're a good person. You follow orders that are evil. Man, you're not my countryman. Okay? And forget you were ever my brethren. Okay? Shame on you. And believe me, your forebears, if they could see what you're doing, would be ashamed of you and would turn their back on you. Bureaucrats, control freaks, people like that, they would be ashamed of you. But, oh, you're on the winning team, and, oh, you got to do bad things to protect us. Bull. Bull. And it's all coming out, everything we told you. The NSA spying on you, tracker chips and everything. One FBI agent with 12 million Apple IDs. You can go right into your computer, see everything you're doing. No warrant. That's the great danger. It's like, oh, we're doing it to keep you safe, even though it's illegal. No, you're not keeping me safe doing that. And by the way, you funded the Russians, you funded the communist Chinese, and you created Al-Qaeda. Because you're not an American, you globalist. You're the foreign banks that have captured Europe and captured this country and now want to make us debt slaves. So you're turning our economies off to bring us down to our knees. And I'm not going to stand here and take it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.